Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, it means a lot. We've got AEW Dynamite tonight. Four segments announced for the show, and one of them I can't make up. We'll get into that after the break. NXT was last night. It was the NXT after WrestleMania. It was in Las Vegas. There were fans who actually stuck around for NXT. Now, granted, not a lot of them, and they were freaking tired. So we'll talk about what that means for next year's WrestleMania schedule. But, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that happened, but, man, those people were tired. I was exhausted coming home on Monday before Raw. I can't even imagine sticking through Raw and NXT. And I had friends who actually did. So we'll tell you about that. We've also got all of the news for today. Why Lex Luger was not at the Hall of Fame segment at WrestleMania 41. AAA, which has been acquired by WWE. They're still announcing shows, including this year's Triple Mania 33, which is taking place shortly after my birthday, in fact. We have got AW promoting a very special show, which actually has some ties to F4WOnline.com, believe it or not. And we've got some notes on WrestleMania and Netflix, Royal Rumble, etc. I'm sorry. Yeah, how the Royal Rumble did and WrestleMania. So anyway, a lot to get into today. Mike Sempervivi, I believe, is going to join us at some point, but not at the beginning. And we'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than 1.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Looks like we need to get some new ads. The convention's over, everybody. It's done. It was a lot of fun, but man, I was tired. Came home Monday, in fact, and I had friends, including my buddy Dalen. That guy went to everything. He went to SmackDown. He went to the Hall of Fame to like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. while Hunter was going on and on. First night of WrestleMania, second night of WrestleMania, Raw, and NXT. I don't know how that guy's alive. Holy smokes. Garrett got sick. Jared got sick. Probably others as well. And there you go. Didn't go to the roast. Did not go to the roast. Well, if you watch NXT last night, it was like it took place in a crypt. I mean, this building, I think, sat 2,000. I think they got maybe 1,500 in. And this crowd, like, it wasn't even like a dead crowd. It was just like a tired crowd. Because if something big happened, like Joe Hendry showed up, they summoned the energy to, like, get really excited. And they were like, oh, God, now we're tired again. And then, you know, they would go on and on. And it was not, it did not go unnoticed by WWE. So it appears that next year, when they do the show in New Orleans, it's probably not going to last through NXT. NXT is probably going to be back at the Performance Center. There is some thought of running the NXT before WrestleMania weekend in New Orleans, but probably not. I don't think they're going to be trying that SmackDown Hall of Fame, WrestleMania, WrestleMania, Raw, and NXT again. It's just hard. So anyway, we'll review the NXT show later on. Wasn't a bad show. Wasn't a bad show. We got a lot to talk about there, but that'll be later. Tonight is Dynamite, and when I saw what they announced, I guess it would have been yesterday or overnight, I was like, what? I know Tony's like a huge fan. I mean, he's obviously a huge fan of like the 90s. Because as we're going to get to, they're going to do a Dean Rasmussen show. A tribute show. But they have announced for AEW Dynamite This is not an April Fool's joke. We have got Chris Statlander versus Jamie Hayter in an Owen Hart Foundation tournament match. Young Bucks versus Speedball and Kevin Knight. The return of FTR and an appearance by Master P. Master P is going to be on Dynamite. Now, granted, I never really was like a big Master P guy. Didn't have any of his albums, you know. But I have not heard the name, and granted I'm old, I have not heard the name Master P since he appeared in WCW in 1999. Sure, he's done some stuff since then, but he's back. Master P is back. Will he bring the No Limit Soldiers? Will Tank Abbott show up? There's a lot of questions about Master P's appearance on AEW Dynamite tonight. No, Tank Abbott did not die. Michael Booble here thinks Tank Abbott is dead. No, he's absolutely not dead. And in fact, he's lost a ton of weight. And he was at WrestleMania weekend. He was unrecognizable. He has lost so much weight. So yeah, he's around. So that is Dynamite coming up tonight. Really, I mean, we've seen this many times, and especially because, man, you know, there's been a lot of wrestling. There has been a lot of wrestling this weekend. Whether you went to WrestleMania or not, I mean, if you've got access to anything, I mean, you could watch all of those WrestleMania weekend shows. You could watch WrestleMania itself, NXT, Raw. And I just, with the lineup that they have for tonight's Dynamite, Statlander, Jamie Hayter, Young Bucks versus Speedball and Kevin Knight, FTR returns, and Master P appearing. I do not think this show is going to do well at all. I think this is going to do a very poor number. Does that mean this company is dead? No. Does that mean anything for even next week? No. But I don't think this show is going to do well at all. But we shall see. Lex Luger was inducted into the Hall of Fame. No, Sting was not there. DDP inducted him. And then they did that deal on Saturday where they brought out several folks that were inducted into the Hall of Fame. Triple H, Michelle McCool, Steve Austin, Bret Hart. Tugboat was there. John Tenta's family. But no Lex Luger. And he explained on the Ariel Helwani show that the day before his Hall of Fame induction, so this would have been Thursday, he was at the airport, he was trying to get into his wheelchair, and he suffered a fall. He said that the ceremony going late on Friday, and my God, did it go late. Like, multiple wrestlers fell asleep watching the Hall of Fame on Friday night. They got dragged there. He said, the next day, Saturday, I could hardly get out of bed. I just called the guys. They were so cool about it. Said, look, we'd love to have you down there. Let's see how you feel later today. But it was obvious by late afternoon, that time, I wasn't going to be able to get out there. He did make his scheduled appearance at WrestleCon. And he was asked if it bummed him out that he didn't appear at WrestleMania. And he said, no, I'm still basking in my Hall of Fame induction. Saturday would have been great, but it was a no-go. If I could have, I would have. So, Diamond Dallas Page was the one who inducted him into the Hall of Fame. And they've been working together for a while. And Booker T said he was praying, not asleep. Okay. But anyway, DDP has helped Lex Luger stand up on his own out of his wheelchair. So, That's very good news, and I presume they're still working together, and we'll see what Luger can do from this point forward. But he did manage to stand up from his wheelchair unassisted at the ceremony on Friday night. So that's pretty cool. WWE has acquired AAA, and I think for a lot of different reasons, I think there might be some restrictions on TKO being able to buy another wrestling company so soon after they purchased or whatever the, you know, they bought WWE, merged it with UFC. So, you know, they've had a lot of, you know, I think there might be an intermediary group that bought it with WWE or whatever the situation is, but they have stated that they've acquired it. But, you know, they claimed that for the time being, they have acquired it, but they will still be running, you know, AAA will still be running as usual, the traditional Lucha Libre that is AAA. They have announced that Triple Mania 33 is scheduled for Sunday, June 15th at Arena Monterrey. And this is 2 days before AEW runs its big show in partnership with CMLL at Arena Mexico in Mexico City. That's June 17th. Now, granted, these two shows are 560 miles apart, but Triple Mania running 2 days before AEW and CMLL are running their joint show at Arena Mexico. They are running shows under WWE ownership. May 3rd, Mexico City. May 4th, Nuevo León. And May 18th in Saltillo. So they are running shows. And we'll see if we get WWE stars there. What we get. Or if it's just a traditional, horrible Triple Mania show. We will soon find out. So anyway, we got more coming up after the break. We'll also take your emails. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Email me, f4wonline@gmail.com. I'm f4wonline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos, f4wonline. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy smokes, look who's here.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you've been here the entire last segment?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. How about that? Well, Mike's here, everybody. It is myself and Mike Sempervivi from this point forward. Thank God you're here for this next portion of the program. First off, a big shout-out, AM 1550 SLC Sports Radio Salt Lake City, throughout the Salt Lake Valley, Program Director Dino Costa. You know what they get today?
What's that?
They get not only Wrestling Observer Live, but they get After Dark Radio at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. So just an hour and a half away, I will be back talking probably no pro wrestling, but our guest today is Tex Wesson, who in fact is a wrestling fan. But we are mostly going to be talking mystery cryptids. Bigfoot, Dogman is returning to the show, and we got a lot to talk about. After Dark Radio, that's 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday on Sports Byline USA. You can also watch it on our YouTube, video.f4wonline.com. F4WOnline.com/YouTube or Twitch. Wherever you're listening or watching now, you can watch After Dark or listen to After Dark at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. I've actually got three shows I'm doing today. This one, After Dark, and Observer Radio with Dave late tonight for subscribers. And I'm making a guest appearance on another podcast. So four today.
Oh, what podcast? Shannon,
what was I thinking? We'll talk about that when it's available. Shannon Sharp. Also, I wanted to do this. I didn't think you were going to be here, so I'm going to do it anyway.
Cool, do it.
I'm going to ask ChatGPT. Here we go. What has Master P been up to in the last 20 years? I probably should have said 25 years. Let's see what it has to say. It's really thinking deep. For this one.
I hope it says, nah.
Man, it's still searching.
So I guess he hasn't been on the basketball court then. What has Master P been
okay,
doing?
Okay, holy smokes. All right. Over the past two decades, Master P, Percy Miller, has expanded his influence beyond music into various sectors, including business, entertainment, philanthropy, and civic engagement. He has maintained a presence in the entertainment industry through television and film. He starred in the Nickelodeon sitcom Romeo alongside his son Romeo.
Little Romeo.
It's not Kid Romeo?
That's Little Romeo.
2003 to 2006. 2015, he and his family featured in the reality show Master P's Family Empire on Reels. 2022.
So disappointed that was not Master P's.
2022, he co-produced and starred in the BET docuseries No Limit Chronicles, detailing the rise of No Limit Records. He co-founded, get this. This I can't even believe. He co-founded Brodus Foods with Snoop Dogg, launching products like Snoop Cereal. Yes. And then he does some other stuff as well. In 2025, that's this year, Master P is hosting a birthday bash concert at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans on May 9th. Perhaps that's why he's on Dynamite tonight. The event features performance by 50 Cent, DaBaby, and others. Proceeds supporting the You Are Not Alone Foundation for Mental Health Awareness. So that's what the guy's been doing. How about that?
Nothing wrong with that.
And our own JJ notes, Master P also owns House of Glory Wrestling, where Mercedes worked. He owns House of Glory?
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, he bought House of Glory because they were featuring the Briscoes for a long time, you know, when they weren't getting booked out anywhere else besides Ring of Honor. So, yeah, them and Waves and Curls and a bunch of other people that were wrestling on those shows.
Well, aren't you all glad you listened to the program today? Now you have all been educated.
Yes.
Now you're all smarter.
Yes.
How about that?
Now, who was your favorite No Limit soldier? I'm betting it was Swole.
Oh, of course.
Figured as much.
It's because you're only going to remember.
Well, B.A., Brett Armstrong. Because somebody had to work.
I guess. All right, what else do we have here? Besides Master P. AW co-producing two tribute shows next month. They are going to be Dean Rasmussen tribute shows. Now, for those of you who have never heard of Dean, well, way back in the day, I'm talking like in the 90s, when we had Rec Sport Pro Wrestling, and later a Death Valley Driver DVDVR, the website. Dean was, he was all over it. He reviewed matches. He was the frickin' greatest at it. And the story is that one day he tried to hit the exclamation point, but right next to the exclamation point on the keyboard is the tilde, and he made what was later known as the tilde bang. When you were really excited, you didn't just put an exclamation point. You hit a tilde bang. And if you go to the website, f4wonline.com, the tilde bang is everywhere. So that's all because of Dean. And he's getting his second and third tribute shows because there was another one that was done. They had Action Dean in April of 2024 with Daniel. This is a tilde bang right here. Daniel Makabe versus Timothy Thatcher.
It's awesome.
Filthy
Action
Tom.
Show is good.
Filthy Tom was on that show.
Yeah. He's going to be on the next one's coming up.
Yeah. He passed away. Dean passed away in 2023, I believe. And AW Talent will work both shows. It'll stream on Ring of Honor's YouTube channel. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? That may not mean a lot to some of the people that are listening right now, but to me, that actually means something. It's a very nice gesture by AEW. It really hurt my feelings when Larry Zonka passed away. It just killed me because he worked for, I believe it was 411, and I was at the Torch, and then doing different things, and we'd be up all night, you know, reviewing the Japanese shows back in the day when it was very difficult to do so. And he passed away, and it's like, you know, this guy put in so much work, so much love for professional wrestling, so much time. And man, it was like, is anybody going to remember him? Is anybody going to remember any of us who really love this stuff, really want to put our effort into it and really care about professional wrestling? And Dean, like Brian mentioned, with a DVD VR message board. I mean, so many people got into Lucha because of him. So many people got into wrestling and having a fun take when they were writing up reviews because of him.
We have AEW because Tony was a troll on that board.
That is exactly right. And it's just one of those little things that for, again, the fans and the people that follow this stuff who are good people, it is nice to see them be recognized. It's nice to see their efforts continue on.
I do often wonder which guy on the chat here and on the board is Tony trolling me.
Lasting.
You don't teach a new dog old tricks. Or is it the other way around? Anyway.
Something like that.
It's something like that. So that's very nice. What?
Nothing.
All right. We got a lot of messages here. We always have messages of one. Oh, I'm curious. Did anyone predict Master P showing up on an AEW show? And would that have been enough to win this year's contest? Absolutely, that would have been enough.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. That would have been one of those where I went, that's actually never going to happen, but that's a great prediction. But it did happen. I don't think anybody predicted it, though. And yes, there is an After Dark today. We're back. Last week I couldn't do it because I was in the air. I haven't figured out how to do shows on an airplane yet, nor actually would I want to.
No, no. Can you imagine the cost of that?
It's not that bad. Oh, it doesn't have to be good quality.
Well, yeah, but they're going to kill you for even using any of that internet. Come on.
Let's see. What do we got here? Booker T was praying for the show to end.
Which one?
Well, he did say he was praying. The Hall of Fame.
I could see it about the 3 o'clock in the morning mark. But yeah, that could be something you want to get out of.
This person here says, Brian, is Bailey on her way out? It was sad to see her talk to Chris Van Vliet this past weekend about how she's never looked at as a top star. Guys, anyone in WWE in particular that says anything on a radio show, it's all a work. That Karrion Kross thing this weekend, which was a great one, by the way.
I can't believe how many people thought that was like... I mean, it worked, I guess, then, and the fact that, man, he's shooting. Like, really? You think so?
There were people that thought he was on the way out, which was funny because half the promo was about how Allen should have used the Nux on Logan Paul. It's like, you know, you didn't see that as a clue, but they did not. Bailey, I would not expect her to be on the way out.
No, in fact, that would play well into what is going on with the man, Mrs. Main Event, Becky Lynch, who's muscled her way back into the scene. So I have a feeling that it may be working itself out that way.
This person here says, Dave told Garrett realistically the average number of Dynamite viewers combined is 1.5 million. Is that live? No, that's how many people watched a portion of the show over 24 hours. It's like this for every show. If you know, whatever. SmackDown, if they do 1.5 million viewers, over the course of 2 days, if you count every single person that watched the show for a moment over 24 hours, it's probably 3 million. Doesn't matter what show it is, that's just the way it works. The rating you see is the average over 2 hours live. So, back in a moment, Observer Live.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, there's a comment in the chat. I got to address this before NXT.
All right.
Because I've heard this for days now. Work or not, Bayley got screwed.
What?
Guys, listen, okay? I know that everybody has their favorites. And you feel very passionate about these people. Okay? But
no,
here's the thing.
Stop that. But,
yeah, we can shut the music off now. But here's the thing. Okay? Sami Zayn didn't have a match at WrestleMania. I mean, I was going to go through the whole roster here and rattle off all the people that didn't have a match at WrestleMania.
Solo Sikoa, Tamatanga.
I mean, there's just tons of them, okay? Tons of people did not have a match at WrestleMania.
How about the tag team champion Street Profits?
The fact of the matter is this, everybody. There's a finite, even on a show that had multiple, multi-person matches, there's a finite number of slots, okay? Now, Bayley. The thing with Bayley and Becky and the tag titles and all of that, Bayley was never going to be on WrestleMania. She was never going to be on the show. It was not a situation where she actually had a match booked and Becky showed up and they shot an angle and like she, that did not happen. From day one, they were going to shoot an angle where Bayley was going to end up in a match. She gets injured. She gets replaced by Becky, and away we go. Nobody was screwed. Bayley not being on the show is exactly like if she were Sami Zayn and there was just no program for her and she was never on the show. She wasn't the only one in the company not on the show. There were dozens of people that are featured on TV regularly that were not on the show, and it's just life, okay? She's going to be on shows after. She's been on shows before. I know everybody has favorites. But there's just not room for everybody. And if you do try to get everybody on the show, we don't need 85 more. Would you be happy if there was a Battle Royal instead of on SmackDown, if they put the Battle Royal on the pre-show on WrestleMania and everybody was eliminated in 30 seconds or whatever for their WrestleMania moment? I mean, I don't think it's... I mean, if that's important to you, that's fine. But I don't think it's that big a deal to be on WrestleMania in a nothing happening battle royal where you're quickly eliminated. So it's going to be fine. I'm sure they know that you're angry, and so she's going to do promos and maybe turn heel off of it, even though realistically
heel,
she should.
No.
Well, if it actually was Becky that attacked her, we don't really know for sure. Presumably she did. But anyway, the point is she's going to be fine.
I think so. Now, yes. If TK... is one of the people in the chat, could it be Lenny? The way that Lenny is
no.
So upset with Nikon right now?
No.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you why.
All right.
I have talked to Tony Khan before, and if you listen to the show, you know there's things that I like and there's things that I don't like. And we have discussed things that I don't like in the past. And sometimes he'll say, you know what? I see what you're saying there. I get it. Maybe that would have been a better thing to do. Not all the time. I'm not saying that. But, like, sometimes he will say that. Lenny will never say that.
That's true.
Ever. So I know that Lenny is not Tony Khan. All righty. Oh.
NXT.
Well, I'm getting a...
yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, my.
Family member who's... Hold on, having problems with their phone, and so the solution is to call me repeatedly.
Granny.
I'll get that fixed. All right, NXT. So yeah, this show wasn't like a bad show. But golly, this crowd, and it's not, this is an example of, you can say it's WWE's fault for putting this show at the end of a long weekend, but it was not NXT's fault. It was not NXT's fault. The show was not bad. It was just the end of a really, really long week, and everybody was tired. There were, and not everything on the show was great, don't get me wrong. Like, they opened with Liv and Raquel versus Tatum and Gigi, and this match was not good. I mean, they did not work together well. The crowd was trying to get into it. They, you know, we had Liv and Raquel from the main roster, so they kind of like that. But overall, it was not a good match. The lack of heat did not help, and Liv got the pin, so they retained the tag team titles.
Yeah, that's one of the bottom lines on this show is, okay, you took a shot and you decided to extend the week out and keep NXT till Tuesday in Vegas. Don't ever do that again. Start sending those people home immediately, late Sunday night, get back to Florida, and do it at the Performance Center, because otherwise, yeah, this was too much.
Then we add Lexus King meeting with Penn and Teller. So this weekend, Penn and Teller made his Heritage Cup disappear, and so he says, can you bring it back? And Penn says, I will do it on two conditions. One, you have to admit that we can do magic, and you need to apologize. And Lex is like, yeah, magic's real. Bring the thing back. And Penn goes, also, you have to defend it tonight. And Lexus did not like that one bit, but he said, fine. They made the cup magically reappear. And without question, Penn and Teller are better GMs than Ava. And Teller doesn't even speak. Then we had clips from Bloodsport, including Tavion Heights meeting Royce Isaacs, which would not have happened if he hadn't tried to eat that pizza.
Has anyone checked on him, by the way? He might still be in gluten shock.
Nah, he's all right. He was okay immediately afterwards. We went for a short walk and he was good. Ren Sinclair, by the way, the pictures of the pizza before and after are on my Instagram, F4W Online, if you want to check it out. Ren Sinclair asked Miles Bourne, she goes, why didn't you compete at Bloodsport? And he goes, I don't know. Nobody asked.
It's fair.
Okay. And then Dark State walked up, and they challenged him to a match. Siobhan showed up 2-on-2 later on tonight. No graphics for anybody, but everybody was tired, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. We had Ricky Saints coming out for a promo, and long story short, Lexus King interrupts, and they agree that next week, if Lexus successfully defends the title tonight, it will be Ricky versus Lexus title for title. But instead, who is Lexus's opponent tonight? The returning Noam Dar, who has not had a television match in a year. In a full year. Fans chant, welcome back. He runs wild. And he looked great early, but he appeared to get really tired. And even the announcers, like all of the announcers were like, he doesn't have his cardio back. And this is, in fact, exactly what I've been talking. This is my new talking point for the week. How this lack of house shows, not only is like nobody getting better because they don't have 4 days a week on the road, but like people come back from injury and they have no house shows to get back in shape. They're just right back on TV. And he was. And he won the cup. And I like Noam Dar a lot. And hopefully he gets back in shape quick. Or he's just great at selling. So great that everyone thought he got blown up. That would be weird. Thea Hale versus Fallon Henley. They're teasing a breakup between Fallon and JC. Because I think Fallon's probably going up to the main roster, would be my guess. So they'll kick her out here quick. But Thea took out JC after JC accidentally booted Fallon, put Fallon in the Kimura, and submitted her. Then we had Oba coming out with it celebrate his title victory. And he's interrupted. At first, he puts over Javon. And then he says, I don't like that Trick. So Trick comes out. Trick's totally heelish. Fans haven't figured out he's turned heel yet, but he's like a total heel. And then he's interrupted by Joe Hendry, who, despite losing to Randy Orton and being RKO'd afterwards, got a massive pop by this exhausted crowd. And he comes out.
You don't say, huh? I guess he wasn't killed by that.
He was not killed. And he buries a Trick, calls him something I can't say here on the air. And long story short, it appears that they're going to do Joe Hendry versus Oba, perhaps. They very much teased that match, champion versus champion. And Trick got sent outside by both guys. So I guess we'll see if Trick's right up to the main roster, what's going on.
When are those TNA shows in L.A. and New York?
I don't know.
Because I wonder, they're going to have to bring some people to that. And I don't know if you want to do Oba Femi against Joe Hendry on a TNA pay-per-view, but if you're trying to, like, drum up some interest and get a lot of people at those shows, I don't know what else you're going to do. That would probably be a good thing to do.
Then, I am not making this up, Stax murdered Luca Crucifino in the desert. That's what happened.
Well,
if I were Luca, I'd be very worried because it's right after WrestleMania and you just got murdered.
Well, yeah.
But we're moving on. Sol Ruk and Zarya. They had a thing with Liv and Raquel. They may get a tag match at some point. Dark State and Dion. It was Dion Lennox and Osiris Griffin versus Miles Bourne and Javon Evans. And given the experience level of Dark State, it was all right. Javon tried to dive, got taken out. Dark State hit their finish on Miles, pinned him. I mean, the most notable thing is just, like, Miles is totally Randy Orton now. I mean, everything. He does the drop kick. He does the duck. He does the spinning power slam. I mean, it's, like, it's uncanny now. It's worse than ever. Or better, depending on if you like Randy or not, if we need another one. New York is July 20th and L.A. is Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Then we had a segment where Ava meets with Inamura, and he's near tears. And he goes, my time here coming to an end. Go back to Noah soon. Thank you, Ava. You deserve more respect, he says.
Talking to you.
But I feel bad. I feel bad. She goes, what's the matter? He goes, Briggs and I, almost tag team champions. She goes, well, you know what? One more chance. Next week, it's you guys versus Hank and Tank. So Briggs walks up, hears the end of this, and then Ava leaves. He goes, oh, my God. Inamura, how did you swing that? Inamura's crying, and he goes, old Japanese trick. And they laugh and hug. I LOL'd.
The real old Japanese trick would be them winning the tag team titles and then vacating them because he's got to go.
We had some other segments. Tony's trying to protect Rizzo. He's got dudes waiting downstairs to take her to a special location. Make sure she's not murdered by this madman Stax. He's stacking up bodies is what's happening.
Yeah, he's got bags by the bags.
And then you didn't see this because they didn't like do the audience or whatever, but they had a segment where Andre Chase opened up the briefcase, pulled out the Chase U hoodie, said, we're back, baby. And apparently in the building, the fans went nuts for the return of Chase U. But for whatever reason, they didn't let you hear the crowd, so didn't get the reaction. And then the main event was Stephanie Roxanne for the NXT Women's title. This match was fine, but like it was the last match of Mania weekend. Crowd's exhausted. They got like 6 minutes of TV time. They could have a miles better match down the road. But Roxanne got beat because she's probably out of here. And then the show ended with Julie and Jordan Grace staring at Stephanie. So that was NXT. And if I were there, if I were Triple H, I happened to be in the building, or Shawn Michaels, I would have come out and I would have said, everyone, drive safe, and please, go get a good night's sleep. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, Dom, shut that off quick this time. It's like a finite amount of music we can have on a show, you understand?
Really?
There's too much in an earlier segment, then you got to do less on this segment. Anyway. After Dark, Tex Wesson in 1 hour. You want to hear about Bigfoot, Dogman, various cryptid beasts?
Yeah.
Well, After Dark Radio is a show for you. Here on Sports Byline every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, live. Replays overnight because that's the best time to listen is overnight. But it'll be live at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And we'll talk about all of that. And then if you're a subscriber, well, first off, you can listen to that show free. But if you're not around 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, you can subscribe, f4wonline.com, the entire site. We have a half-off deal, f4wonline.com/new. You can get every show we did over WrestleMania weekend, The Observer, before and after WrestleMania, all that stuff, f4wonline.com/new. And if you only want the wrestling shows, the podcasts, including After Dark, three options for $9.99 as a subscriber, and that's Apple Podcast, YouTube, Spotify. And you can find them at f4wonline.com/apple, f4wonline.com/youtube, f4wonline.com/spotify. $9.99 subscriptions. Get all the shows, every one of them. And you listen to the shows from this past weekend as well. And we did a lot of them, including last night, Brian, Vinny, Craig, Sean, and Granny. WrestleMania Night 1 and 2, if you didn't get to hear those guys' thoughts. So anyway, check it all out. And that's it. Mike will be back tomorrow. I'll be back Friday. And a lot to get into. So we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.